Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We are here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock p.m., and we do thank you. For those of you that's tuning in by internet, if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 347 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. We are an interactive Bible study, and what does that mean? That means that we are interactive, and we love to hear from you. So when you call in, if you hit the number one, then you can be connected, or sometimes we even open the mics. It depends on, but if we do open the mics, please make sure that your mics are on mute until you get ready to speak, because we can hear everything in the background. This evening, once again, we have Pastor Dawn Nixon from out of Long Island, New York, a powerful speaker, and we're looking forward to hear what God has laid on her heart. We're going to tune in to New York, and we're going to turn the mic over to her. Pastor Nixon, are you there?
Yes, God bless you, Pastor Clay. So glad to be with all of you again on tonight in this active Bible study. Amen. We're grateful. Looking forward to hearing what the Lord has to say to us tonight. I'm grateful for all of the callers who are coming in. Please invite somebody. Let them know we are on the air and that we are going to go into the Word of God and believe that God is going to say something to you to help you in your present situation, not only your present situation, but what you may have to face in your future. I believe whatever God has to say, He'll say it to you often through the Word of God. And since there is no new Bible, there must be fresh revelation. And so God's Word does not change or alter itself to fit ours, to fit us, but we must alter ourselves to fit His Word. Amen. We're going to go into prayer, and then we're going to be in Numbers, the 23rd chapter. We're going to read the 19th verse, and we're going to go to verse 23, we're going to read those scriptures. That's Numbers 23, verses 19-23. Our Father, our God, we thank you for this great opportunity to glean through your word. I pray, O God, for the listeners who are on the air, who are listening by internet, who are listening by the telephone. I pray today that you say something that will be life-changing for them on tonight. I pray, God, that no one leave their phones or leave this internet or however they are hearing us on today, the same way they came. But I pray, oh God, that you will pour into us tonight something that we can use for our tomorrow, for that one who is going through great trial and tribulation. I pray, God, that they understand what they're going through is going to make them stronger, it's going to make them wiser, and it's going to help them for their life's journey. And so, God, we give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. All right, we're in Numbers 23. We're going to start at verse 19. The word of the Lord says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any division against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob, of Israel, what has God wrought? All right, I want to take for a subject tonight, all I need, all you need is a promise. All you need is a promise. If we look at the latter part of this particular chapter, we'll find out that there is a man by the name of Balaam who has the gift of prophecy. And the king at the time was named Balak, who was the king of Moab, who had hired Balaam to curse Israel. But Balak said, I can only speak what God has said. And so he built altars and he burnt offerings to hear what the Lord had to say concerning Israel and concerning Jacob. And so when God speaks to him, he lets him know that he cannot curse him. He says, let Balak know that I cannot curse him, but I can only bless them. I can only bless them because there is nothing that God has founded in Israel that would cause them to be cursed. I'm coming to let you know today that those who are there, who are out listening to me today, I don't care what you may be going through, you may feel like you've been cursed, but the truth of the matter is when you have been blessed, there is nothing that anybody can do to change it. And so when God is speaking to Balak to tell Balaam that God has already blessed these people, they have the blessings of the Lord over their life. And God lets him know that we cannot change or alter what God has already said and what God has already spoken. And so oftentimes we as people have the tendency to put God in the same category as man. And we feel that when God does not act in a time frame that we feel is conducive for us, we feel as if God is incapable of doing what he promised. When God speaks into our lives, we must trust his word, even when we are uncomfortable with our situation. Listen, when you are uncomfortable in your situation, you know that you have to go through a through place. There's something that you have to go through. There's a lesson that needs to be learned, a process that makes that you need to go through in order for the blessings to arrive. And you have to understand it's not that God is trying to hold back from you the blessings, because what we must understand is that when God speaks a thing, he has that word, when it's been spoken, it's already out of his mouth. When God has promised a thing, he cannot alter, he will not change it. The Bible talks about in verse 19 of Numbers 23, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. In other words, he's not going to lie. If he's already spoken it, he's already said he's going to do it. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. He's not going to repent or change his mind concerning what he's promised you. And so when we have that assurance that what God has spoken is going to come to pass, the problem is that we oftentimes feel like delay means denial. And when we think about the delay of a thing that's going on, when we start realizing that God does not work in our time frame, then we'll get a better understanding that when I get to the place where I've learned how to relax and trust God, it is a difficult thing for many of us because we're so anxious to get what God has said. And if anytime somebody says to you, well, I'm going to bless you with thousands or millions of dollars, you're very anxious to get what they promised you. And then when the delay has come, you don't believe them because of the time span or the time frame that it took for them to bless you. But I come to let somebody know tonight who is listening that I don't care how long you've been waiting, God is keeping you alive. As long as you're alive, you have opportunity to keep get your promise. My father used to say something to me. He says, I said, Dad, you owe me $5, or Dad, you owe me $10. You said you were going to give it to me on such and such time. He would say to me, as long as I owe you, you'll never go broke. And I come to let somebody know today, as long as God has a promise in your life, he is going to sustain you, he is going to keep you, and you'll never be broke. You may be between blessings, but you're not broke. I want us to start thinking about what God has spoken in our life and that we will trust him no matter what our situation may be. And so when we get an understanding that I'm in a place now where I've got to trust God, and then when I understand that God is not like man, I could not put man, God, in the same category as man, nor can I treat God as the same in the same category as man. You know, now we say in this day and this season for many years now, when man speaks they say promises are made to be broken. But I beg to differ. I believe when God makes a promise, they cannot be broken, because God is not a man that he should repent, nor a man that he should lie. And when he says that he's going to do a thing, it is going to come to pass. It has to come to pass, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And so when the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, what he has spoken, the word that goes forth, has to perform what he has said. In other words, it has to go and it has to do its assignment. It cannot come back to God. That word cannot come back to God and not have performed what it had been set out to do. And so when we come to the understanding that now I'm not so much that it's not that I don't trust God, I don't trust the delay that I'm going through. And that the delay is what's causing my faith to be shaken with God, because it seems as if God is taking so long to get my destiny in my hands. But I come to let you know today, God has already promised destiny is at your door. And a lot of times we as people end up giving up before our destiny has been revealed to us. And we are so close. We're so close. But we are in a place where we give up right before promise has been displayed to us. And so when we can just hold out, I believe it was James Cleveland that sang a song, "Hold out just a little while longer." These heavy burdens, they will soon pass over. We'll run the race and keep the faith. In God's own time, our change will come. And so now we have to understand is that now God is not going to reverse what he said. And so here Balak has to let Balaam know, I know what you want me to do. I know you want me to curse this nation, but I cannot do it, because no matter what I say, the blessings of the Lord is over their life. I can't change it. I can't alter it. It's already on them. And I come to let you know today that it's already on you. The blessings of the Lord is already on you, and it can't change. And when we get an understanding of that, that what I have, you ought to know that you're blessed in the city, you're blessed in the field. We say this in our church, we're blessed when we come in and we're blessed when we go out. The Lord causes our enemies to be smitten. And so every enemy that tries to come against a blessed nation or a blessed people, they cannot have victory over it, because no weapon that is formed against you is going to prosper. It doesn't matter if it's a physical weapon. It doesn't matter if it's a word that may be spoken. There is not a curse that you can give over the lives of a blessed people who God has blessed to alter or change the blessings of God. So I come to let you know on tonight, I need you to hold out, my sister. I need you to hold out, my brother. I know it seems as if there are difficult times that we are going through, but God has given you the strength, as he said in verse 22. He brought them out of Egypt and has given them the strength of a unicorn. In other words, God has given you the power and the strength to handle and hold whatever the enemy is trying to go against you. And whatever you're facing in life, I come to let you know tonight that God has given you the strength to endure hardness as a good soldier. I want us to understand that all the things that we're going through are only setting us up for the blessings that God has for us. So know this, that a promise that God gives us is something that we can hold on to. You can bank on it, because it's because he spoke it. Now, I know a lot of times we get very discouraged. We get discouraged because we're looking at our life. We're looking at those who are around us. As we get a little older, I'm getting ready to face a birthday this coming Saturday. And as I look around, I look at my peers, and I've seen people who are falling off, people who are transitioning, people who are going through. I start looking at my own self. We start reflecting on our lives when we start seeing our peers who are leaving here. And you know, I said, God, I want to know what you want for my life. I don't want to leave this earth leaving this earth empty, not depositing something in someone's life, just leading and not. See, what we must understand is that we can't always receive. We can't always receive. But there's an understanding in the hearts of men and women who are in maturity, spiritual maturity, to understand that it is more blessed to give than it is receiving. Sometimes we don't understand that whole more being blessed to give, because when you give out of the heart and when you give out of your spirit, that feeling or what God has given you to be able to bless somebody's life is so powerful. The receiving end, yeah, I'm happy when God blesses me and people give to me. That is a blessing, and I am thankful for it. But when I can bless somebody else and have the heart and not feel like you owe me because I blessed you. No, I'm giving it out of the kindness of my heart. Listen, you don't even owe me. I'm just a vehicle that God used to bless somebody else. Because when we see our sisters and brothers in need, the reason why it is a wonderful thing to bless those who are in need or those who God tells you to bless, because when we bless one another, we are blessing God. We are doing something on the behalf of God. And I'm telling you, nothing but a smile on your face when you're able and capable of blessing somebody else. Not looking for anything in return, just being thankful that I'm able to bless somebody else. And so God says the blessings of the Lord are over this, over the people of God. We are the ones who often question the ability of God because of where we are, because of our situation. And when all we need to do is to trust him, when we realize that his word will not fail, I need somebody to say that over to yourself. His word will not fail. God is not a man that he should lie. So there is no failure in God. There is no misunderstanding when it comes to the things of God. And a lot of times we question God because we don't know how God's going to do it. We don't know how God is going to fix our situation. So in our finite minds, this seems impossible. But with God, things, all things are possible. So we can't see what is way in our future because we're only looking at our present. And so while you're only looking at your present, God has already looked in your past. He's looking at your present, and he's looking in your future. And he's all tied all that in together. By the time you step into your future, things have already been worked out from your past, things that are going on in your present. God has already worked it out in the future because God has already set you up to be blessed. And so now all I have to do is walk in his will. That's the understanding. When I walk in the will of God, and I have the understanding that as long as I'm walking in the will of God, he's making my pathway straight. In other words, he's moving things that would have caused me to falter and to fail, things that would have caused me to trip up, things that would have caused me to mess up. He has moved those things out the way in my future. And a lot of times, even though I'm going through, it's not as hard as it would be. That's why the Lord is not going to put more on you than you can bear, because he's already moved the things that should have taken you out, the things that should have caused you to transition. The reason why you're still breathing and there are other people who have gone through the same situations that you've gone through, but you're a survivor, is because God has yet a promise to keep for you. And God says, listen, you have to understand the reason why the car didn't take you out, the reason why the relationship didn't take you out, the reason why the illness didn't take you out is because I've got to keep my promise to you. And so I want to encourage you tonight that God is already setting you up to be blessed. Here in this text we see Balaam, who's trying to reverse things that God has already spoken. I come to let somebody know tonight that cannot be reversed. Whatever the promise of God has been spoken in your life, it cannot be reversed. And watch this. Every time you are faced with a trial or a tribulation, the one thing you need to say to yourself is, my blessing cannot be reversed. I don't care what I'm going through right now, and it looks like I'm about to falter. It looks like everything is about to be just thrown at me, including the kitchen sink. But the blessings of the Lord cannot be reversed. And can I tell you, you are the children of God. You walk in the will of God, and everything that God has promised is going to fall at your feet. When you walk, the blessings of the Lord are going to overtake you. It tells us in Deuteronomy, the blessings of the Lord are going to overtake you. In other words, they're going to chase you down and pin you down, that you are so blessed that, listen, even if I wanted to change it, I can't. because I'm not going to change my mind. I've already blessed you, and I cannot alter it or change it. No matter what anybody wants to do to you, God said my word is not going to fail. And so whatever God has spoken, he will make it good, even when it looks bad. God will make it look good. He's not going to make you look bad. He's not going to make himself look bad. The Bible says, in again in verse 19, he says, have he said and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken and shall he not make it good? Listen, I don't care what you're looking at. God says, even when it looks like it's bad, he said, before it takes you out, I'm going to make things good. I'm going to make things so good for you that you're going to forget what was bad in your life. Oftentimes they tell us, women who have had children and gone through childbirth, it's one of the most painful things that one can go through. And in childbirth, you know, they said, you know, when you go through childbirth, you don't remember that pain that you went through. Because when you look at what the Lord has blessed you with, all of that is a faded memory. Now, I know there's some women on this line right now who said, Pastor, I may not be going through it right now, but I do remember. But you don't remember the intensity of what you were going through. And can I tell you, you really didn't care no more once you had that baby in your arm. God said, I'm getting ready to give birth to the nations that are listening on this airline or this airway today, because God said, you are already pregnant with the blessings of God. And he said, when I give birth, yes, you may be travailing, and yes, you may be going through. Yes, you may be going through the place of where it seems as if it's painful for this blessing. But I cannot tell you when this blessing comes forth, can I tell you it's going to be the greatest promise? I'm going to forget about what I've been through and thank God for where I am. And when we get to the place where I am thanking God for where I am, but when I start thanking God in my trial and my tribulation, I promise you it'll make that birth process go real fast. Not only that, but it'll make that birth process seem a little bit easier. There are things that you can do. Oh my God! They tell you when you're going through that trial and that time where you're dilated and everything. When you start walking, they're always trying to get you to move. They're always trying to get you to walk. I come to let you know tonight: don't be stagnated in your ministry. Don't be stagnated in God, because God said he's looking for those who are moving, even when they can't see where they're going. Oh, my God, can I tell you that you've got to trust the Holy Ghost that God has given? He's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. And when God leads you and guides you into all truth, I may not see where I'm going, but I know he's given me enough vision for me to take the next couple of steps in my life. I don't know how far or what's beyond what I see, but I know the next couple of steps he's given me enough to see where I'm going. And I'm going to trust God that the steps that I cannot see are going to bless me in the long run. And so when we come to the understanding that God is about to set us up for the greatest blessing that we could ever ask or think, I want somebody to say to yourself, all you need is a blessing. All I need is a promise. I just need one promise. And can I tell you, when you have that promise, hold on to it. Don't let nobody discourage you to let you give it up. Don't let nobody discourage you to tell you, oh, that ain't going to happen. See, I've come to the place where I will not allow negative talkers to speak into my life. I don't give them access to my spirit, because when you give people access to your spirit, we oftentimes think God's word is failing, but no, our actions toward God's word began to fail when we allow people to speak in our lives the things that God did not ordain. And so when we know that we know that we know that we know that this is the mouth of the Lord, has his mouth on me, his promises on me, I really don't care, because people cannot tell you how, you know, it amazes me, how can people tell you that it's not going to happen when God already said it's going to? Whose report are you going to believe? I know it looks like they're right. I know it sounds like they're right. But God does not work in the manifestation of how people, what things look like or what they seem to be. That's why God is a miracle-working God. You have to understand, miracles go against nature and it goes against order. It goes against the things that are not supposed to happen. And God will reverse the nature of a thing in order for God to bless you. He is such an awesome God that he will alter and change the nature of a thing and the order of a thing just to bless you. That's where miracles happen. It is not supposed to happen. By everything that I see, it scientifically should not happen. It morally should not happen. No matter what I say, it is not the order of how things go. And so in order for us, for God to love you so much, he will change the order of nature and the order of order itself just so that his word stays good. Oh, my God. And can I tell you, when you have somebody in your life like God, that's why I can't turn my back on him. I can't go any other place. I have to trust him. I've been trusting him so long, and he's always worked out things for me. Not the way I thought it would happen, but it always works. His blood still works. It never loses power. And so I want us to understand on tonight that God has given you the ability. He's given you the ability to sustain everything, because the assignment on your life, the assignment on the word, or the assignment on the promise that God has for you has to be fulfilled. It has no other choice. It says, I got to do what I have to do in order for it to flourish. I shared with them on Sunday. I talked about the ant, and there are some of my members that might be on this line today. We had such an awesome time in Bible study and on service on Sunday morning, just dealing with the ants. The ants have an order. They have an assignment, and when they go out, they go out in order. They follow the leader. They don't go out of order. You never see an ant that tries to race to the front of the line and say, I want to be first. No, they stand in the order that they're set, because everybody's got one goal. They've got one assignment to bring back what the items they need and food that they need to make sure the colony is taken care of, to make sure that everybody is there. So they end up in our home. You know, and I don't know about anybody else. We're in a season now where the ants are showing up. They're not trying to move in. They're not trying to sleep on your bed. They're not trying to take over your pillows and move. All they're trying to do is their assignment. Yes, they come in, but they come in, and they only want to take what you have that you've left aside, the stuff that you didn't want, the stuff you were too lazy to put up the night before. Because and now it's sitting on your counter still. And then you get mad at the ants because they're only fulfilling their assignment. And what do? The first thing you do when you see a cluster of ants, you bring out the black, you bring out the spray, black flag. So you want to stop their assignment. I come to let you know, if that's not just it, we don't even just stop there, but we start pulling out our shoes if we don't have black flags. And we'll pull out our shoes and try to stop their assignment out. We try to take off our shoes and stop their assignment out. But I come to let somebody know there are people that are in your life who is trying to stop your assignment. But I come to let you know that even though they're trying to stop your assignment is still going to be fulfilled. Whatever God has spoken and whatever God has promised, God said, I'm going to fulfill it. I'm going to make it happen just for you. I hope somebody is encouraged on tonight that understands that I know that you've been going through some things for years. If I open up this the floor now, there are many people who can give their testimony of what they've been through, and some things that people have been through, we could never even handle it. But God has allowed them and sustained them. What seems difficult for us and unbearable for us, God, they can still praise God in their testimony because God has sustained them and kept them through it all. And the song says, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. So whatever his word says, I'm depending on it. And watch this, I'm in a waiting place for it to be fulfilled. The thing about it is, we're doing too much. We're doing too much. The problem is that God has already spoken the word. All you got to do is believe it and wait for it. But the problem is we trying to help God out because God is taking too long. And because God is taking too long, maybe if I do this, oh, my God, Abraham and Sarah can tell you concerning that, how they felt God was waiting too too long. And first of all, they didn't believe him in the first place. And then when they decided to believe him, then their faith was shaken, and they decided to pull in Hagar to be a part of it because they could not wait on God. I'm telling you all today that you need to wait on God. All you got to do is believe and wait. That's all. That's what you have to do. That is your assignment, is believe and wait. Huh, my goodness, the anxiousness of the people of God. Sometimes it's the hardest thing to do is wait. Hard thing for us to do is wait. But God said, if you wait on the Lord and be of good courage, he will strengthen your heart. And I want us to know today, because I believe that there may be somebody tonight that is on this line who is really, really going through. They needed to hear this word. They need to be encouraged. And I believe that there is a promise that God has spoken. And you were about to wave the white flag and just give up and walk away. God said, not tonight. God said, I am coming to let you know I am on my way. The word is on its way, and it's going to be fulfilled in your life. And so I want to open up the line tonight for those who want to encourage somebody else, someone who may even have a testimony and say, you know, Pastor, I understand what you're saying, or that just may have a question that we could answer, and we'll do the best we can to answer whatever you may have. The floor is open. Amen. Anybody want to share on tonight? Encourage your sisters and your brothers tonight. Hallelujah.
We have a lot on the line. All the mics are open. 843-863-631, 216s. All the mics are open. All you have to do is speak.
Amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to share a little bit more with you. When you feel you hear something that sounds good to you, just come on in. So I want us to understand God gives you the strength that you need to endure. There are a lot of things that are trying to be reversed in the lives of people, but God said, I'm not going to reverse it because I've already ordained it. There may be somebody on the line who may be going through and not knowing what they're supposed to do when it comes to the things of God. And you're in a waiting place trying to figure out, you may have been prophesied to over and over again. And it seems as if you're not walking in the ordained steps of God. And a lot of times we feel like because we're not doing what we think should be done, you have to understand before God has to set you out to do a work for him, you must be prepared. You must be prepared and equipped to do those things because a lot of times we are not ready and we're not ready to face the things that are coming forth. Because I promise you there's some demons and devils that are out there that are assigned to try to take you out, and you must be strong enough to handle the things that you have to face. And so a lot of times we don't hear about fasting and praying anymore. Those things are what we need to give us strength and make us stronger so that we will be able to endure the things that we may have to face in life. And so I want us to be strong in the Lord. I want us to understand that what we have is enough. What we have is enough. A lot of times we feel as if because of the background that we come from, we feel that because our families were dysfunctional, we don't have what it takes to do this. And then when people know who we are or our background or our lifestyle that we may have had in our past, God allows you to go through things in your life to help equip you for the people you're going to be, that you're assigned to. A lot of times we don't understand why we go through some of the things we go through, not realizing, you could have been in church all your life, and then there comes a time in your life where something just shifted and altered in your life, and you're trying to figure out how in the world did I get here? I was raised differently. I know better, but I find myself, there are people who've been in church all their life that have been drug addicted, that have alcohol addiction, or many different things that they face in life and never thought that they would be where they are today. But I come to let you know God allows you to go through those things as a testimony to help somebody else. And so you have to understand there will be people that you can reach that I'll never be able to reach. And so I need someone to share on tonight maybe their testimony of where they may have reached somebody or they may have gone through something. You don't have to tell it all, but just where they may have reached somebody unexpectedly because they didn't realize their life was going to make the turn that it did. And now you find yourself back in the ark of safety. And now as a believer, I can show you what God is capable and able of doing because you have the promise on your life, all your life, yet still you had to go through something so that you can testify to help somebody else. Amen? Amen. Is there somebody that wants to speak on tonight concerning that? Amen. It's open to you.
When you talk, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, when you talk about you can be in church all your life and then come up against something, I think that a lot of times we give more, we tend to believe that people that are, have been raised in church and that have been in church on their life or been in church, frequent church, that they're saved, and everybody who's there is not saved. I think that's one thing. The other piece is that as we go through things and as we mature in the Lord and stay in the Word, it's easier for us when we go through something to process it as part of the way the Lord is building our character, building our testimony, and building our faith. And I hope I haven't gotten off, but when you with what you were saying, that's where I just went.
When God does that, you know, I believe there are always something that we're going. Everybody's going to go through something in their life. If everybody would really, really tell the truth, there are some things that you may have gone through that you may never utter to anybody. Like the old folks say, we're going to take this to our grave.
Amen.
Because I believe that there is a process that we have to go through in Christendom or in life in general. A man that is born of a woman is but a few days, and those days are full of trouble. The Lord has already let us know that we're going to face the troubles in our life. But when we face those troubles in our life, it's different when I'm going through a situation and I'm facing trouble with God and another situation where I'm facing trouble and I don't have God in my life.
Yeah.
You know, and so we've got to understand that sometimes even when I'm in trouble and I don't have God in my life, it brings me back to God because the Bible lets us know when you spare the rod, you spoil the child, but God also lets us know when we are raised, our children are raised in God. When he becomes a man, he's not going to go against it. So I don't care how far your children may go or how far you may go in life. You know, when you've been raised to know who God is and believe who God is, you may only know one scripture, one verse, but that verse is enough to pull you back into the ark of safety. And so, you know, I believe that when we, as people of God,
hello?
I'm not so saved that I didn't make no mistakes, you know.
Amen.
And when society understands that there are people who are in the house of God that make mistakes,
amen.
You know, for so many years we've been called hypocrites. We call them all different. No, we fall down and we get back up.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And so when we realize that God gives us the ability, that's what God gives us. He said, I'm going to forgive you. Because you be 7 times 70. I need all of that and then some. Because
amen.
I'm going to make a mistake because we are fallible. We make mistakes. But the difference is that God says, I know you're going to make mistakes. This is it. He knew we were going to make mistakes. Even if you look in the latter part of this particular text, you'll see that they had burnt offerings and different things like that. If you look in the Old Testament scriptures, you'll find that they had different priests. The priests made burnt offerings and sacrifice atonement for the sins of the people and for the sins of themselves. And so God already knew. He says, listen, I cannot afford for the animal kingdom to be wiped out. So I'm not going to let y'all take another dove, another ram, another bull, none of that. He said, because I know that sin is going to be greater in the years to come. And since the sin is going to be greater in the years to come, he says, what I'm going to do is send my son. We can spare the animal kingdom because there's some of us right now that our sin will take out at least 55 to 60, 700 to 800 to 900 animals. And God, I know that these sins are not going to be able to sustain the animal kingdom. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send my son. I'm going to let him shed his blood. And his blood is going to cover from generation to generation. And so when we start realizing that God already knew that we were going to face something, we were going to fall, we were going to sin, and know that he's given us the blood of Jesus to repent. And repent means to change our mind. So closer from where we were going and go now and walk into the newness of life. So we've got to get to the place where we repent and change our mind. Say, I'm no longer going to follow after the things of the world, but I'm going to follow after the things of God.
Amen.
So there has to be some repentance. And when we start changing our mind, I'm telling you, the world is going to change for us. Life will change for us. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but life is so much better when you ain't got to watch your back.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And you know, as I'm moving, God has got my back. I ain't got to keep turning around to find out who's watching me. There's some people who live a lifestyle that they can't even sit with their back against the door. They always wait to see who's coming in because of the lifestyle they may have led. God said, He said, now that I've got you on my side, I'm going to cover you. You ain't got to watch the door. I'm watching the door. I'm watching you. And so, you know, that's the benefit of being a child of God. You know, and so we realize that there are things that are going to happen. We have to also understand that we must put our time in and understand that that when we are in God, it doesn't mean that we're not going to transition. You know, we think, well, because God took our loved one and different things, there's a time. God already lets us know. There's an appointed time for a man to be born and a man to die.
Amen.
And so at some point in time, it depends what you do between your birth and your transition.
Mm-hmm.
In between there has to be something that you have deposited in this earth or deposited into someone to bless them. Your whole life cannot just be just filled with emptiness, you know. And so the promises that God blesses you with is to help bless somebody else. Israel's been blessed in this area. And so we want everybody to know that you are the children of God. You have no other choice but to be blessed. And God's not going to reverse it, no matter what the devil tries to do.
Amen.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
I like your practical application. I love to hear you, minister. I love it.
You
thought provoking and convicting, and I don't want to say convicting, but maybe
it's
thought provoking. It makes me think. Really makes me think.
Yeah. Well, you know what? A lot of times we make things so difficult, and it's really simple.
Right.
It's very simple the way God. God's order is, you know, and when we start realizing that I depend on God and that we make things difficult for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't make things difficult. Whatever, you know, I look at the healing process that God does. He simply speaks a word, lays his hands on them, and he says, be healed. You know?
Amen.
And that's the order of God, because when you have the power of God, you ain't got to push it and push it and push it. He says, be healed. And then the one thing I love about God, you first ask him, do you want to be healed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because what God is not going to do is force himself to bless you. He's not going to force himself to heal you. He's not going to force himself to save you. And a lot of times we feel like, oh, God, it would be so much easier if you just make me saved, force me to be saved. God wants you to love him out of your own will, out of your own heart, you know, because that's not a relationship. If I got to force you to love me, that's abusive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like being in a relationship with a man or woman who is abusive and says, okay, you ain't going nowhere. I'm going to make you love me. God's not a God like that. He's a gentleman. He's going to always make sure that you have what you need, even when you feel like you don't have enough. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever God has, he is going to allow you to know that I've got you and I'm taking care of you. The problem is not that God is not the Jehovah Jireh in our life. And sometimes we want too much at one time.
Wow, that's good. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, we can't handle all the blessings of God at one time. But the song says, I'm going to open up the window of heaven and pour out a blessing, and that you won't have room enough to receive. So, the thing is that when you get blessed by God, he said a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. In other words, whatever's in the cup, I don't even need to touch it. Stuff that's around the cup. Whenever you have a cup of tea, you know, and when the tea overflows, it the reserve of it goes into the into the saucer. That's underneath. God said that's what you're gonna live off of. Is what's in the saucer, because I'm going to bless you so much that you ain't even going to get time to get to the cup. And everybody that's attached to you is going to be so blessed that because they're around you, they're receiving overflow.
Wow.
Living in the overflow. Praise God.
That's good.
Amen. Living in the overflow. Absolutely.
That's good.
So that's promise. And when that overflow comes, you can't stop it. It's like a faucet that just won't be stopped.
Amen.
It can't be turned off. And that's what Balaam was trying to tell Balak. I can't turn this blessing off for Israel. I can't reverse this. I can't shut the pipes down. God said, I've already blessed them. And ain't nothing I can do about it.
Because the word done well.
There is a blessing that's got your name on it, and there's nothing anybody can do about it.
Because the word.
I want y'all to receive that today, so I need y'all to know, and if you don't leave here with anything, leave here with that I'm so blessed that nothing can reverse it. Nothing can reverse it. I'm getting excited because when I walk out this door, I think that everywhere I'm going to be looking for the blessing because nothing can reverse it. It can't be altered, it can't be changed. Nothing's going to reverse it. And so that's why I praise him. And I've got to learn how to phrase that even what it looks like is what I'm speaking is not so. It can't be reversed. The devil is a lie. It cannot be reversed.
Yeah.
I'm walking in the blessings of God and the promises of God.
That's a good word.
Amen. Just know, if I can get one promise, it can last me for the rest of my life.
You know, Pastor, this is a powerful word because this is truly a season where we need, I'm talking to myself now, where we need to trust God. And this word coming of encouragement as far as trusting him, it's not just our faith, but to trust and rest. He wants us to come into his rest and trust him that knowing that the word that has already gone out over our life will come to pass because he said it. It will not reverse because he's already spoken it.
Yeah.
He's not a God that will repent or a man that will lie. So I thank God for this word because it encourages me and it reinforces what God has already said. I got you. Trust me. And we're in a season of trusting. This is a powerful word, Pastor. Powerful word. Yeah.
I mean, we as people of God just need to walk in. That's all we got to do. Like I said, all you have to do is once you get the promise is believe them, thank them, and wait for it.
Amen. Amen.
That's all you have to do. It's not hard. The hardest thing we got to do is wait.
Amen.
And that's not on God's part. That's on us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well.
And just like you said, God's timing isn't our timing. You know, we just have to wait, because some things we've been waiting for years and years. But there's an appointed time if we don't give up. Sometimes we're at the threshold and we give up.
Yeah, yeah.
And we give up.
Yes.
I believe it was Pastor Sullivan who shared with us on last week. He said when the prophet said, there shall be no dew nor rain for the next 3 years. That was already spoken out of our mouth. So sometimes the delay is not God. Sometimes the delay is what we spoke out of our mouth. And so when the prophet spoke that, there shall be no dew, no rain, that wasn't just for the people that was around him and it did not affect him. That means there was no dew, no rain for him.
Yes.
And so when we speak a thing and we know that there's a time frame, you got to be careful what you say. You got to know that this is the process I have to go through. I got to wait for 3 years before the blessings of the Lord are about to take over my life.
Mm-hmm.
For there shall be no dew, and there shall be no rain for the next 3 years. And so when we put things out there, know this. It doesn't just affect those who are around you, but it also affects you, and you also have to go through the process of what God has spoken and what you have spoken out of your own mouth. And
Amen.
So a lot of times the delay is not God. Sometimes we are the delay.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good word.
Hallelujah.
Good word. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Play.
Hallelujah. I'm just
praise the Lord.
Just soaking it in the word. Amen. I'm just soaking it in the word. You know, the promise is all you need. It can't be reversed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the volumes. Six volumes. One night. And everyone, amen. Any more comments on the mic? Any mics are open. Any more comments? I have a lot of time. You're going to give any more comments. All you have to do is speak. All the mics are open. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Nixon, all we can do here is just say, we just thank God for what God has placed, you know, in you to share with us this evening in terms of promises. And sometimes we forget in our human side of us, we forget the promises that God has given to us, and we begin to start to doubt. Amen?
Mm.
And when we begin to start to do, amen, that is not where God wants us. That is not where God wants us. Amen. I like that. Appointment is all you need. Amen. Any more comments? Any comments? Amen. Hallelujah.
Good word. Praise God.
Yes.
I think anything that the promise, the two of them go together, you have to believe in both. And the faith is also demonstrated by action. And a true contribution, and that may be action in itself for the situation you're in.
Amen. Well, I think the word was definitely spoken into someone's life who was listening. Those of you that's listening on the internet, once again, we thank you for tuning in. Next Wednesday, we will be back next Wednesday. Please tune in. Amen. And be blessed by the word of God. Pastor Nixon, would you give a closing prayer? We have about 90 seconds left.
Sure, I will. Please all be blessed on this week. I'm praying for you through the course of this week. Our Father and our God, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for this opportunity to share a word with my sisters and my brothers. I pray today that somebody receives something that will be life-changing for them, that they do not walk according to the will of man, but they will walk according to your will. God, let every promise that you have spoken over our life be fulfilled as you said It cannot come back to you, Lord. I pray today that we understand that there is nothing that can reverse the blessings of God over our lives. And so, God, we thank you in advance for what we are about to receive, and we are going to wait until our change takes place. And so, God, I ask that you cover those who are on this line and cover those who are attached to everybody on this line, that they will never have to suffer a struggle in their life again, because God, the mouth of the Lord has spoken, and we give your name the praise, the honor, and glory, and it shall be thine. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Once again, we do thank you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Every day is a new beginning.
I can be.